Have you ever heard of playing a game with those things?
Yes, I played.
You call yourself doing
horseshoe? Pigeon horseshoe.
Pigeon horseshoe.
I have pitched silver dollar, but I can't do that no more. I can't find them. I can't make them.
I was about to say, I hadn't seen silver dollar in a long time.
Huh?
I hadn't seen silver dollar.
I haven't either. Once in a while, we get a hold of some half a dollar, but I hardly ever see a half a dollar.
Is that right?
But I got one in here, it's an old one. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't had it for years. I think it's fine. I don't know. I can't remember what age it was made, but I got one.
I don't guess you have any sheep around here, do you?
Sheep. Mm-hmm. Man right across the road up there got
a. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the male sheep?
He's a ram.
Mm-hmm. And the female?
No.
And what is it what do you raise sheep for anyway?
For the fur, wool. And a lamb is mighty good meat.
Is that right?
I tell you what I eat. The lamb was on lamb chops when I was on the quarter boats and working for engineers.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Talk about hogs, what do you call the male hog?
Boar.
He's the boar?
Mm-hmm.
And what about a little one? It's a
pig.
A pig. Mm-hmm. Anything between a pig and a hog when it gets a little bit bigger.
Show. They get up by the field, they call them shows.
Uh-huh. What do you call a male hog that's been altered?
Oh, mar.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say you did to him?
Well, we always say cut him. Or castrated.
Okay. And what about these stiff hairs that grow on a hog's back? Those are the
bristle.
And some of these hogs have these teeth.
They tush.
Uh-huh. Have you ever, and the things that you pour the feed in that a hog eats out of, those
hog troughs.
Did you ever hear about any hogs that grew up wild?
Wild hogs, yeah.
Alright. You ever seen one?
Yeah.
It sounds like it might be pretty fierce.
I tell you, them's kind of vigorous. I never have been around, but I've just seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And they has been wild hogs around here long years ago, remember. I heard my dad talking about them. They seem to get out in the woods away from home, and they just go wild.
See? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about when a calf is being weaned? What do you call that noise that you hear it make?
Wean the calf?
Mm-hmm. The noise that the calf makes, you'd say, listen to that calf.
We always call them bleating.
Bleating?
Yeah.
Well, what about a cow when it's being fed or it's being milked? That noise that the cow makes?
Do what?
The noise that a cow makes when it's being fed or it's being milked?
Mooing.
Mooing?
Yeah.
Or what about horses, you know?
They nicker.
They nicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you have a whole lot of animals like hens and turkeys and ducks and geese, a word for all of them together, you'd say you got a
flock.
Like flock or fowl or something like that.
Yeah.
What about a hen that's trying to hatch out something? You call that a...
Hatching chickens. Hatching eggs, or a chicken, what it is.
Would you ever call them a setting hen or something?
Setting hen, right.
And the thing that you keep your chickens in, you call that a what?
Cook.
A cook? That's just a penned in area,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, we used to have chicken hovers at those.